free.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I am Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. I'm talking with Tony Sagami right now. Tony is a research type with Weiss Research. Tony is joining me from, he is in Thailand right now. Tony, when I met Tony Sagami here 4 or 5 years ago, he was the Weiss Research expert on the Far East, and he's such an expert, he moved over there, and he's living in downtown, what is it, Bangkok, Tony?
Yes.
And you're just absolutely loving it over there. That's very, very cool. Tony, what we're talking about this week on the show, you know, we talk a lot about where the economy is and how people simply have to realize that, you know, we're in for some pretty hard times around the corner. Not that we're in hard times right now, but, you know, with your expertise in international investing, what should people do to protect themselves, in your opinion?
Well, I think the number one rule for the next decade, maybe or two, is you have to get out of dollar-denominated assets.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about U.S. stocks and U.S. bonds. I think those are the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
When I compare it to what's going on in Asia compared to America, there's prosperity busting out all over the place over here compared to the U.S., where we're struggling to stay out of recession. And I think with such dire warning signs that there's another recession, a double dip, down the road for sure.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. You got a time frame for that in your mind, Tony?
Oh, I think 6 to 18 months. It's kind of hard to nail down, but you can't spend like drunken sailors like we have
and
not expect some little payback down the road. And the problem with the politicians, they can borrow and borrow and borrow, and you're not sure when the world will get sick of it. But I tell you, when you look at the Chinese, are a good example. In December, for the first month in years, their net holdings of U.S. Treasury bonds actually declined.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking on another show that I do on Saturdays. It's a live show, 2 to 3 o'clock on the East Coast on the Business Radio Network. And I was talking to some guys about did, in fact, the large holdings of the mainland Chinese, you know, the huge amount of U.S. debt that they hold. Did these guys feel that posed a threat? And actually, I was talking with Doug Casey and his colleague David Galland, and they both said they didn't view that as being particularly serious. Do you?
Oh, I disagree. You know, every month the United States goes to the world and says we need about $20 billion because we have such a horrendous trade deficit, and we're depending upon those foreigners to finance that debt of ours. And when they stop doing it, look, two things are going to happen. The cost of borrowing is going to go through the roof. It means higher rates for Americans. And the dollar is going to start to plunge like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been on a down path, but there's a lot more pain ahead for the dollar.
You know, it's interesting. The dollar in the past few months has gone from a low of around, what was it, down to around 73 point something on the index, up to now it's around 79, but it was up around 80 and a half for a while. I don't see the bottom falling out of the dollar yet, but I think that's right around the corner, and you obviously would agree with that.
Yes. You know, if I had to make one bet, it would be for the dollar to keep falling.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean it's going to happen in a straight line or in the next 30 days, but it's going to continue to fall because of our deficit. You know, Obama administration just announced a $1.56 trillion deficit for 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't spend like that and expect the rest of the world to respect your monetary policy.
No, not even close. But, you know, a lot of people are saying right now and voicing this opinion on this show, Tony, that they feel that the reason the dollar is going to maintain its strength is because it's the best of the worst. How do you feel about that?
Nah, not even close. You know, I take a look at some of the better managed currencies. They're talking about the yen, the Swiss franc. You know, those are the currencies that are actually doing, you can take a look at the governments that are running surpluses instead of deficits, and that's the fiscally responsible countries that you want to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, for example, there's a mutual fund called the Merck Hard Currency,
sure.
the RKX.
Axel's on the show quite often, actually. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
Good guy.
But, he targets those countries that are running budget surpluses and trade surpluses. Those are responsible countries that deserve our trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I feel a little differently about how people can protect themselves in the sense that my wife and I are into hard assets, specifically precious metals, and I'm also into the securities of the companies involved in that industry. I don't know, I have a comfort level in there. What do you think about that?
Well, that goes back to that premise about non-dollar denominated assets. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about foreign stocks or foreign bonds or companies that invest in hard assets. Those are non-dollar denominated assets,
right.
And those are the ones that will thrive.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking, I don't know, my opinion based on folks who I talk with on this show and then the inordinate amount of reading that I do, my opinion is I think we're going to see the conventional markets in the U.S. really, really bomb this year in a downward direction, obviously. You agree?
The timing is always hard.
Yeah.
But the direction you have nailed perfectly. And the problem is that our politicians have been able to prop up the markets through this deficit spending.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at some point where that debt becomes like a millstone. The millstone becomes so heavy it buckles your knees.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that is going to happen in this year or next year, but it's coming.
I would agree with that 100%. I just don't see how this how the actions that were taken right now. I don't see how anything good long term can come out of it. Forget about the long term. How about the midterm? I don't see even in the midterm how anything good can come out of it. You know, you've been out of the country for a while now, living in Thailand. I want to ask your opinion about a domestic issue here, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm really curious about it. I've been devoting an awful lot of time to this subject. What do you think about the proposed health care plan?
You know, the United States isn't the only place that's doing some massive health care reform. They're doing the same thing in China also.
Uh-huh.
You know, for the biggest problem that the U.S. has is first is that they got to borrow like crazy to do it. The Chinese are doing a similar thing. They're doing massive health care reform for its
mm-hmm.
1.2 billion citizens, but they can pay for it with cash.
Yeah.
Instead of in debt, our grandchildren's future. But more than that, we're going back to almost a socialistic attitude about healthcare,
mm-hmm.
and that's not what's working around the world.
Mm-mm. No, I would agree 100%. You know, our president says, well, my healthcare proposal is deficit neutral. I don't think so.
He lies.
Yeah, I mean, how can it be deficit neutral?
No, he lies.
Yeah.
What was that senator that stood up and said that during the State of the Union?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and then he got absolutely lambasted. But, yeah, I mean, there is no way. You know, you hit on something, and we're down to about a minute here, Tony, but you hit on something that really, it really strikes a nerve for me, and that is, I got to tell you, I think that we're headed down the wards to road, down toward, I think we're headed down the road towards socialism, and I got to tell you, man, I don't like that.
Oh, you know, when Obama came to China a month and a half ago,
yep.
one of the most popular T-shirts was the picture of his face laid over that very famous image of Mao.
Yeah.
And those shirts sold like crazy because the Chinese admire Obama because, first of all, he's not Bush and more
mm-hmm.
peaceful, but also they think he's one of us. He's socialist.
You know, I'm going to leave it at that. I would agree. I don't like the trend. I respect the man for his enthusiasm and his hard work, but I sure question some of the policies. Tony, always a pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting right now with Toby Hansen. Toby has a great newsletter out there. Toby's kind of a different, he's kind of a fish of a different color, for lack of better terms. You know, most of the guys in our industry are heavy background in finance, et cetera, heavy background in resources. Toby's background is in engineering. He's got a master's degree in engineering. He's a research engineer in the Dakotas. He is got some very, very good insights on some of the financial issues, some of the things that are going on in the United States right now. I find him to be very refreshing, a very interesting guy, and because of that, we have him on the show periodically. Toby, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
We have an interesting thing that you pointed out to me. You know, it's a shame when an old guy has to learn from somebody who's younger. But Toby brought something to my attention. You know, we've been talking on the show all about the printing that the federal government has been doing in terms of money. But yet, in fact, towards the end of 2009, the money supply in the United States, according to John Williams, John Walter Williams, who has a great newsletter called Shadow Government Statistics, the money supply is absolutely plummeting downward. And I find that to be really interesting. And Toby, leave it to the engineer. He has found some areas of concern because of that. Toby, let's talk about it. Why are you concerned? We got the money supply going down. Consequently, you know, the average person would say, well, that means inflation's not going to be a big deal. How do you see it?
Well, our economy needs, in essence, an expansion or growth in money supply for the reason of building new goods and services and commerce. You need banks to be lending and increasing the velocity of money through the economy. And as John Williams noted about 3 weeks ago or so, what we're seeing is the broadest measure of money supply, M3, is contracting. The year-to-year change is contracting rapidly. And what happens when the M3 contracts steeply is it usually means either you're going to go into a recession or a recession is going to get worse. And unfortunately, looking at his data in 08, we had a year-to-year change of about plus 18% in early 08. And from then till now, it's gone from plus 18% to minus 3%, and it's kind of a frightening, steeply down-sloping curve.
Well, because, you know, concurrent with that, the economy is just getting worse and worse and worse, in my opinion.
Well, and, you know, if you listen to CNBC or looked at GDP figures and retail sales numbers, you would probably say, the common person would probably say, well, things must be getting better.
But they're not.
Well, yeah, and they're not, and you can tell that from the real-time data that you get from states and government in that retail sales tax receipts have been contracting year over year. Withholding taxes by the federal government has continued to contract. And so that doesn't tell you that retail sales are getting better or the level of commerce vis-a-vis the 5.7% GDP figure that they just recently reported is getting any better. If anything, it's showing that things are getting worse. And with the M3 contracting as hard as it is, you can only suspect that things are going to get worse in this area.
The gross domestic product figures that you were talking about, though, that's somewhat over a 5% annualized increase. Those numbers, as John Williams has pointed out, along with some of the other guests on the program, those numbers really don't tell the whole story, because those numbers came out after, for example, the cash for clunkers situation. I mean, there was a great blip, but you want to tell me that's long term? I don't think that represents long term growth.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, and there are far too many convenient seasonal adjustments and other things that you can't really quantify that are in there that can really swing GDP one way or the other. And as we've been observing throughout this whole crisis, the government tends to have it swing to the positive as opposed to the negative.
Toby, you're a guy who lives in the Midwest. You're a guy who has, a little different perspective than I do out here on the West Coast, and certainly a different perspective than a lot of my guests who live on the East Coast have. And, you know, people in the Midwest are typically conservative, et cetera, and I'm not saying you are or you aren't, but are you bothered at all by the actions of the current administration, some of the economic issues, that the way they're handling them?
I'm actually bothered by all sides of government and both sides of the aisle, because this president, as the president before him and the Congresses, they're all about papering over issues, not putting together any real reform, such as bringing the Glass-Steagall Act back or the uptick rule for short sales. It's just a different way of trying to keep a status quo. And the problem is that it's such short-term thinking for what should be long-term pain.
You know, I have to agree with you 100%. It is short-term thinking. I think we're in for a real shakeout. I'm going to be chatting in the next couple of segments about that, continuing this train of thought with a couple of other fellows, but Clyde Harrison, for one, who is the original co-founder of the Rogers Raw Material Fund. And Clyde, over the past 6 to 12 months, has become, by his own admission, absolutely terrified by what's going on in terms of the various ways that our country's financial issues are being handled. And I mean, I don't know what to say, other than I think that investing in things, as Clyde says, specifically commodities — I happen to favor precious metals — and securities of companies that are involved in these particular industries, I think right now that's absolutely the safest way to be. But would you agree or disagree with that?
I would absolutely agree with that, because when you're buying a bond, for instance, it's a paper promise between you and the seller that you're going to get your money back 5-10 years from now with an assumed interest rate and whatever else. There's counterparty risk. The closer you can get your money to, and the less amount of promises in between you and the object that you're investing in, I think is a great idea.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin, and I certainly appreciate you joining me. I am chatting right now with a fellow golfer. You know, that's being simplistic, though. Tom Busby. Tom is much more than a golfer. Tom is actively involved in his career in helping people help themselves, and that's kind of what we're talking about on this show. You know, we know that times are tough right now, but for God's sakes, you don't want to roll over and die. You don't want to give up. You want to do things that will help yourself and your family. Right, Tom?
Absolutely. You know, and I know that people out there that's listening to your show, and you try to have a broad message, but the message that I would come today with is if you have a portfolio and you don't understand what's going on in that portfolio, educate yourself.
Right.
Because you can pay yourself a lot of money just by educating yourself with your own assets.
Yeah. You can. I totally realize that. Now, specifically, Tom, what do you do to help folks?
Well, what we do is we conduct education around the clock, 24 hours.
And on the internet.
On the internet. And it's on the internet. You can go to our website, www.dtitrader.com. But let me tell you something. If people are out there, you know, they can books. We got a couple good ones out there. I got one I'll recommend to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, take it upon yourself. Take some action. And you can help yourself. And we see it all the time with the number of people that come into our through our broadcast and see what's going on in the market, how to take advantage of the short-term trends, the longer-term trends. I mean, we, of all things, you know, our biggest holding is a company called Ford. And everybody's familiar with Ford, but think about Ford and think of what them, about them helping themselves compared to the other autos and look at where they're traded today versus other people.
You know, pardon me, Ford is a great example of people helping themselves. I mean, GM has basically been taken over by the government. Chrysler is a whole different story. Ford said, we don't need it. We'll get through this thing ourselves. And you know what? They did, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the stock has just doubled. It's almost tripled. And you look there, and you know, you got to sit back and say, hey, what did they do differently? Mm-hmm. Here's what they did differently. They took action. They started managing their assets. And now they're ahead of everybody else, and you know, they make a pretty good product.
What if, yeah, they do? Yeah, we happen to have an expedition actually that that my wife was, you know, we get 17 or 18 miles to the gallon, but I got to tell you, she won't drive anything else. Give us some specifics, Tom. What do our listeners need to do right now?
Well, first thing you need to do, and this is sort of a biased statement, but you ought to go to our website, www.dtitrader.com. Log into our trade room. You'll meet people like yourselves in there right now. They can go in there and log in, and we operate from Sunday night to Friday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just introduce yourself to somebody new and where you heard about us, and they'll welcome you in there, and we'll start talking about stocks. We'll start talking about options. We'll start talking about the futures market. You know, some trends that I'm seeing right now today is oil prices are rising. What does that mean to you? Yeah. How can you use that to make money?
Right. I think that is absolutely critical, and I would encourage people to do that. I'm going to ask you, if you would, to send us a banner, by the way. We'll stick your banner up on our homepage, because that, you know, that is exactly what people need to do. You know what, you know, Tom, what really made our country great is people didn't give up. You know, people took a continent that was largely uninhabited, and turned it into what at one time was the strongest nation in the world. Today we're on the ropes, in my opinion. We're certainly, I don't think the people are on the ropes. I wouldn't trade the American people for anybody. Okay. But economically we're on the ropes, and economically people are on the ropes. And you know what? You got to do what you have to do, what a good boxer does, and that is you got to shake it off and get right back in the ring, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I gave an example today, and I'm sure this would make you hungry if you want to start talking about it, but, you know, in the South, people like fried chicken.
Right.
Well, fried chicken, you know, was made a household dish by a guy named Harlan Sanders.
Started at the age of 62.
Yeah, at age 62. He didn't give up, did he? He was out there trying to make it. And you know, you take a guy like that and you say, wow, 62 years old and he's out there conquering the world.
Yep. You know, I agree 1,000%. I really do. How'd you get into your line of work, Tom? I'm curious.
Yeah, what happened was, years ago I was in the Air Force, and when I was in the Air Force overseas, I had a guy in my squadron that was trading commodities, and boy, it sounded exciting. I got involved and came back and lived in Oklahoma City, got involved in stocks and options. Oh, I was bit by the bug, and ever since then I've been involved in this market.
As a broker or in?
Yeah, I started out as a broker. I used to be a vice president at Smith Barney way before they were a public company.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been around a while.
Interesting. Where do you see our economy going right now? I mean, am I crazy when I say that we're in trouble?
No, you're absolutely right on. And if you look at things, expenses, you know, expenses are rising, revenues are declining. Not a recipe for a lot of good things to happen. We got to change a few things, but we can do that one person at a time. And if you are out there listening, you know, just take some time and say, hey, what can I do better to make my day better? And it starts out with the day, builds into the week comes a month comes a year.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. You know, the economy right now is shaky. I want you to explain something to me from a Southern perspective. Why is our administration continuing to spend money when we don't have it? I mean, you know, you talk about this medical plan right now. Our president says it's deficit neutral. Hey, I'm not an idiot. There's no way that it's deficit neutral. It's going to add to the deficit. What's this all about?
All right, first of all, let's do a little economics here. Number one, if we took water and poured it into a balloon, and that water filled up that balloon, and let's call that money. There's only a certain amount of money in circulation, and when the federal government is taking a major part of that money, it leaves very little of it for the private side.
Yeah.
And so with all these law changes, with all the things that the federal government's doing, they're hurting the businessmen and the business people, which creates them from taking risks, which creates...
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the last segment of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on these Genesis radio stations. I am going to wrap the show up with an old friend of mine, a guy who I think has got the best handle on what's going on in the silver end of the precious metals market of anybody out there, and that's David Morgan. I've been reading David's stuff for a long time. I have shared the podium with David at various investment conferences in the past. This guy is not only really bright, he's also really well informed. David is going to share with us right now his views on, I'm going to say, mid to long term thoughts about the price of silver. You're on, my friend.
Okay, well, long term, I just did a study. It's in the March issue of the Morgan Report on, you know, what the 10 years going forth looks like for the silver market. I was really, frankly, kind of surprised. Obviously, I'm biased, so I'll say that initially, but the amount of investment demand has been very substantial, especially since the advent of the SLV, the ETF, the main ETF. There are about three or four of them. The SLV is the most well-known and by far the largest, which holds almost 300 million ounces of silver in commercial bar form, but it's held for investment purposes. And when you realize that the entire amount of commercial bars available is about 600 million, one entity owns about 50% of it, you can see that there isn't really that much silver out there for investment purposes. And then the other side of the equation, of course, is what the coin market holds, and this is everything from government minted coins like the Canadian Silver Maple Leaf or the Silver Eagle or any of the government mints. And then on top, of course, all the private mintage, better known as silver rounds. So the investment side is well taken care of. And then when you look at the industrial side, you've got solar that's going to be really, really substantial over the next decade. You've got food processing and water purification that's rather significant. And then you have medical applications. And that doesn't include a couple that I left out. I talked about them and deliberately in the report went in much greater detail than we're doing on your show. But superconductivity, at one time, the Silver Institute thought that it would be about 50 million ounces of silver per year. That's not going to happen, I'm convinced of that. But it could be, I don't know, 5 to 10. It is mentioned in the Wall Street Report. The Silver Yearbook mentions superconductivity. At least they did the last couple of years. I expect that they will in the new edition that's coming out in a few months. Then wood purification. And this is substantial if it ever gets approved, because right now for your wood preservatives, you're using copper carbonate arsenic, which is basically poisonous, leaches into the water, not a good thing environmentally, and silver, of course, is inert and could be used. The problem is it uses a very small amount of silver, but the amount of wood docks and wood playground equipment and wood fences and everything else that would use this product adds up substantially. Again, and you're looking probably at the 20 to 50 million ounces per year, and I left that out because I just don't know. I'm not saying that will happen. I'm not saying it won't happen. And then the last assumption I made that's biased kind of to the neutral would be consumer electronics. I took that as flat. In other words, it's not growing over the next decade. I believe substantially that it will be growing, but to be conservative, I left it as flat. So increased investment demand, increased industrial demand, silver supply, that's the other part of the equation, of course. And I took 2-3% compounded growth rate for silver mining, which sounds like it's feasible. And if you look over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, you basically had that. You've had about a 2% increase in silver mining. Of course, we've had one of the greatest commodity booms here since 2000. We've seen in quite some time. And I'm projecting that that continues. Do I believe it'll continue? No, I do not. Because if you continue to compound 2% from the starting point of 660 million ounces of silver mined on an annual basis, you get over 800 million ounces in year 8, 9, and 10. And what that means is that you've got a Apex Silver and a Pascua-Lama, which account for 40 million ounces total on an annual basis. You're talking about 2.5 more of them being discovered like the last 3 years of this study. And I don't think that's possible. But again, I projected that it would be. In other words, that the increase in mining production would be robust, to put it politely. I don't think it'll be able to achieve that, but again, I'm going to assume that it can. Using all of those numbers, we still have an extremely bullish case for solar. And the wild card basically is silver recycling. And this is, you know, a pretty substantial amount. You're looking, depending on which study you look at, 175, 200 million ounces a year. And it probably will increase. I mean, if you have more silver being used in applications that are economic to recover, and even some that aren't that get recovered anyway, you could add to the amount of silver being recycled. Let's face it, in some of the solar panel applications, you probably could recycle it. But when? You know, are you going to put a solar panel up and recycle it 2 years down the road? I doubt it. So, again, very, very bullish. More bullish, actually, than I expected to be when I got done with the study, because I was basing it on my bias on investment demand primarily, which is still the key. I don't want to misstate anything. But the increase of industrial demand and the amount of silver that's going to be able to be produced over the next decade, take all those factors together. It's all spelled out in great detail in the report, but it's, you know, very, very important, I think, anyone that's very serious about this market to either do their own analysis or, you know, take my expertise working on this thing for quite some time and, you know, take a look at this March issue, because you're going to be you're going to have more conviction than ever that you're investing in the silver market for the right reasons.
You know, I guess the comment that I would make, I mean, I've made it known to my listeners, Dave, for a long time that I think silver for an investor of my size is a much better investment for, you know, for the leverage factor for one than gold, and also for all the reasons that you just gave in terms of some very concrete specific inputs to, you know, the supply demand equation, which I think is really, really very, very important. You know, in the gold market, and I am a gold bug, I like gold. But the gold market is, I would have to say, much more emotional than the silver market. For one to say that the gold market isn't to an extent based on supply and demand, that would be foolish, because every commodity to an extent is based on supply and demand. And I think that even Bill Murphy of GATA would agree with that, in the sense that the price of gold may be manipulated, but how do you manipulate it? Well, you manipulate it by causing fluctuations in the actual supply and demand itself. But with silver, you know, with gold, you have what I think. I mean, gold is the ultimate store of value. It is a psychological, an incredibly important psychological asset. Silver, on the other hand, not only is an important psychological asset, but silver is also a very important industrial asset. And in my mind, those are the reasons that David Morgan is right in the March issue of his report. And those are all the reasons that that we're very comfortable continuing to buy silver. I just think it's a very, very sound place to be. You know, and I mean, let's talk a little bit about the economy. I mean, you know, the dollar is... Our economy's in trouble, Dave, as you know, and the dollar is, I think, ultimately in trouble. People like Clyde Harrison, et cetera, are saying that this is the decade of things, buying things, and silver definitely falls into that category. I mean, I don't see how you can miss, personally, my friend.
Well, thank you, and you know, time will tell. I certainly am more convinced than ever that silver is definitely going to be one of the best investments you can make over the next 10 years. Because that doesn't preclude that, you know, we get whacked down sometime over the next week, two, or a month, who knows. But longer term, I'm very solid on it.
Yeah, I am too. Listen, do me a favor. We got about 30 seconds here, 40 seconds. Tell our new listeners on the Genesis Network a little bit about your site and what you do, would you?
Sure, it's themorganreport.com. Just type in themorganreport.com, and I'm a top-down analyst looking at the silver and gold market from a commodity aspect all the way down to probably the smallest mining entity out there and everything in between. I've been writing in the space for well over a decade, and I speak on the space throughout the world.
And you're leaving out a couple of things that I think are very, very important. Let's talk about your education.
My degree formally is in economics and finance, but it's, you know, Keynesian-based, but I had already schooled myself in the Austrian school before I got the master's, so I challenged them in a very gentlemanly way all the way through school.
So you are basically an Austrian.
Absolutely.
We have that in common, too. Okay, yeah. Been chatting with David Morgan of the Morgan Report.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.